This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There is new controversy over Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report hours before it's publicly released. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
New York Congressman Gerald Nadler, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, didn't mince words.
The Attorney General appears to be waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump.
He says it's wrong for William Barr to address the public first about the report and then later deliver copies heavily redacted to Congress. Meanwhile, White House advisor and first daughter Ivanka Trump tells the Associated Press she's not worried about what Robert Mueller wrote.
I knew that there was no collusion. I knew that there was no obstruction.
Congressional Democrats say they'll subpoena key players in the investigation, including the special counsel, if they feel too much information has been redacted. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korea claims to have test-fired a new tactical guided weapon, AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
According to state media, North Korea has test-fired what's described as a new type tactical guided weapon. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the firing of the unspecified weapon. North Korea's weapons testing had largely halted since a series of tests in 2017. But in late February, a nuclear disarmament summit in Hanoi between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump collapsed without a new agreement. The Associated Press could not immediately and independently verify North Korea's claim of the weapons test. I'm Mike Rossia.
The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. The UN's diplomat in Libya condemned the shelling on Twitter, saying that the horrible night of random shelling of residential areas for the sake of 3 million civilians living in Greater Tripoli, these attacks should stop now. This is VOA News. United States announced new sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua Wednesday, AP's Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration's implementing a 1996 act giving Americans the right to sue mostly European companies operating out of property Cuba seized when Fidel Castro took power. Every president since Bill Clinton had suspended the right, in part to avoid trade clashes with Europeans, who are now vowing to protect their businesses. The U.S. says there will be no exceptions.
Any person or company doing business in Cuba should heed this announcement.
The move could affect dozens of Canadian and European companies to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports that nearly $1 billion in donations has poured in from ordinary worshipers and high-powered magnates around the world for the vast restoration of the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Contributions came from near and far, rich and poor, from Apple and magnates who own L'Oreal, Chanel and Dior, to Catholic parishioners and others from small towns and cities around France and the world. Experts have put this in the threshold of realism, estimating the restoration would cost into to the hundreds of millions, although they acknowledge it is too early to be certain.
That's AP's Zaria Shackley reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's daughter and senior White House advisor Ivanka Trump spoke to a summit of women's entrepreneurs in the Ivory Coast Wednesday. Speaking at the Women's Entrepreneurs Financial Initiative Summit in Ivory Coast was the last stop on a four-day tour of Africa to promote a $50 million initiative enacted by her father in February that is aimed at encouraging women's employment in developing countries. The WGDP is one of many international funding projects that will work with the World Bank, the African Development Bank, and the Islamic Development Bank to distribute money to projects throughout the continent. According to a French spokesperson, the French weapons are not being used against civilians in Yemen. The investigative website disclosed reported this week that French arms, including tanks and laser-guided missile systems sold to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, were being used in the Yemeni war against civilians. The minister, Florence Parly, said to his knowledge French weapons are not being used in any offensive in the war in Yemen. He says he does not have any evidence that would lead him to believe that French arms are behind the origins of civilian victims there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.